Bezos Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic for today is Mila on Shabbos following an induced labor. There is a fascinating letter that was written in the edition of Hapardes from the year 5732, that is almost now 40 years ago, by one of the Poskei Hador, Rav Henkin, which raises a fascinating question that emerges from our daf. We learned in our Gemara on Kuf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph that there is an amazing Gzeres HaKosov that Chazal understand and test the scope of it going on to Amid Beis of the relationship between Isha Kisazria, when a woman becomes pregnant and then gives birth, she becomes Tamei Shivas Yomim, Uvayom Ashmini, the pasuk continues, Yimal Basar Lasso. And the Gemara discusses that in many instances, there isn't a halacha of standard Mila if what preceded it was a birth that didn't have Tumas Leda. And the Gemara tests the scope of it, this in many instances. Halacha lemaisa, we do not assume that just because there isn't Tumas Leda, for example, in the case of a Caesarean section, that there isn't a mitzvah to circumcise the child on their eighth day. There is. However, the Gemara clearly states that Shabbos is not violated. We do not say Uvayom Ashmini Yimo Besar Eloso if it was a C-section and there wasn't Tumas Leda. So if you will, part of the Gemara's argument is accepted and part of the Gemara's argument is not. So halacha number one, as we emphasized when we learned the daf, is we follow that Yotzei Dofen, if there is a C-section in such a case, there is no Mila on Shabbos. Rav Henkin raised the following question. What happened if it's no longer a normal form of birth, like a Yotzei Dofen, that there wasn't the natural progression of birth? What is another example of an unnatural progression? Let's give the expression that you often hear in the birthing wards of the hospital. Pit. What is pit? Pit is a form of medicine. I only know this because, Baruch Hashem, I'm mezocha to be a father of four children, and I've heard the ups and downs of my holy wife's labor. Pit is Pitocin. Pitocin is a form of medication that is given to, and the doctors out there can, I'm sure, explain why, what is the physiological effect of Pitocin, but it speeds up the process of birth, and that is one of the ways labor is induced. If that's so, could that also, Rav Henkin raises, introduce the idea that it is an unnatural form of birth, just like a Yotzei Dofen? And therefore, maybe it would, just like a Yotzei Dofen, we say, doesn't qualify as Isha Ki Sazria V'Yolda, and the Mila should not be done on Shabbos, so too, if the birth is hastened, the same would apply. This might be, it was very cryptic, Rav Henkin's language as quoted by one of my rabbeim from Yeshiva, Rabbi Bleich, on page 142 in volume 1 of Contemporary Halachic Problems. However, he quotes from a fantastic Mechaber Sefer, a prolific writer on the Halachos of Mila, whose Sefer I have called Sefer HaBris, Rev Purintinsky, who rejects Rav Henkin's Chshashos, and points out that there's a big difference between a Yotzei Dofen and induced labor. And the difference between the two is the following. A Yotzei Dofen, clearly the Mishnayos already in Taharos tell us that the halacha is that she does not have regular Tumas Leda. In other words, the reason why it's considered an abnormal birth is specifically because the woman does not become tamei. We have never encountered a posek that would say that induced labor does not make the woman Tamea. If that would be so, the rule of our Gemara would still apply. And that is that once there is Tumas Leda, so then in such a case, by definition, the Mila would be Doche Shabbos. And for this reason, the Minag of Klal Yisrael has always been to continue doing Brisos on Shabbos, even in instances where labor was induced. There are two important points. One that we already said halacha from the Daily Daf about 4 or 5 days ago, and that is, we mentioned that there is something else today that almost didn't exist at the time that Rabbi Bleich was writing this article in the first volume of Contemporary Halachic Problems, which I turned to the front, which was written in 1977. That is about the time the first IVF procedure was done. Now, Baruch Hashem, in vitro fertilization is extremely common, and we pointed out in Halacha from the Daily Daf in the past that, about 5 or 6 days ago, that Rabbeinu Hananel in Megillah, Chagiga on Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph says that the Halacha is that we view conception that didn't take place through normal intercourse as being, for example, if sperm went into the woman through a bath, as being a Maisa Nisim. And he says, Beferish, that the woman does not have Tumas Leda. It doesn't qualify as Isha Kisazria. The same would apply, I so quoted, in the name of Rav Yashiv today, in regards to in vitro fertilization. So then, in such an instance, parents who are going through fertility procedures should be aware. Be'ezer Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant every couple with healthy children. But they should be aware that Be'ezer Hashem, when they're zocha to have a child, if it's in the 1 of 7 chance that the child is born on Shabbos and the bris should be done on Shabbos, then an excuse could be given that to postpone the bris until Sunday, the bris should not be done on Shabbos. Finally, if we mention induced labor, in Perek Bameh Madlikin, we have an interesting expression in the Mishnah that many are familiar with, and Rav Moshe Feinstein had an opinion that people should be aware of, even though most do not follow it, lahalacha. Rav Moshe, like Rav Henkin, was concerned about induced labor. Rav Henkin was concerned about induced labor, that maybe it takes us out of the status of Isha Kisazria. It seems that's what his concern is. Or, possibly there's one other which we'll state in a moment. But Rav Moshe had another concern of induced labor. Rav Moshe said the Mishnah Bameh Madlikin that we're going to say tonight on Shabbos Kodesh, according to those who have the custom say by Memelikin, Al Shala Shaveros Nashimesos Bishasle, Dasan Al Sheinon Zihira Benida Bechalu Badlokas Hanir. Ramesha says that the time of birth is a time of Sakana, and we've learned those halachos in our Mesechta a few dapim ago, and that is that if a woman is giving birth, she's considered in a state of Sakana, and Mechalulin Aleus HaShabbos. Ramesha says you're never allowed to be Memaher the Sakana, to bring a Sakana closer. So therefore, Ramesha was not into inducing labor for that reason. I did not hear from my Rabbeim this approach. In fact, I asked Rav Nevinsal whether that needs to be followed, and he said it does not. He did tell me why he disagreed with Ramesha, and I don't, without looking back at my notes, I don't recall why my great Rebbe said that one does not need to follow it. But at the end of the day, the Minig Yisrael is not to look at it this way, even though it seems from the Mishnah, Rav Moshe had argued that it's a Zman of Sakana, and clearly Mechalel es HaShabbos because of the state of Pikuach Nefesh. One could be Mechalik between Pikuach Nefesh and Sakana Vamevin Yavin, and that's another point about induced labor. Finally, Rav Henkin, his other concern might be that at the end of the day, if the labor is induced, maybe what will happen is labor would be induced to produce a child that wasn't a child that is healthy, and we mentioned that a child that is not healthy, and God forbid a nefel, in such a case it would be an isa d'oraisa to do milah on such a child. If that's Rav Henkin's concern, it's clear that there are other ways, Rav Bleich points out, to check the viability of the child, even according to halacha. And we, in our experience, we do not see that induced labor encourages the fatality or has a higher risk rate, a significantly higher risk rate in the cases of normal and healthy pregnancies to the health of the child, although being under good doctor's care is extremely, extremely important. And therefore, the Minig Yisrael, on the topic that we began with, is to do Mila on a Shabbos, even if the child was born from an induced labor. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Kuf Lamed Hei.